Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. Hello, everybody. You're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha. How are you doing today, sir? You know, I'm doing good. You know, today is April the 29th. So a friend of mine's birthday is today, so definitely shout out to Trina. I got to call her right after the show.
Oh, okay.
So how have you been?
I've been good. I'm good.
Well, that's good. That's great.
Enjoying this wonderful weather.
Yes, enjoying this weather. Yeah, you have to. Well, I'm super excited about today's show. We got a group of guys going to be calling in a little bit later, our Black Fathers Coalition, you know, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. So I'm definitely looking forward to talking with them and just getting to know them and you know, seeing their whole movement. I'm definitely excited about that. Definitely got a shout out to our special guest from last week, Real One. That definitely was a good interview, and I'm definitely feeling his music. And I like his Instagram. He does his little videos and just speaking some real facts on there. So I'm just excited about today's show.
Yep. Shout out also to Fleetwood for actually connecting us together.
Yes, he definitely did. He recommended them to us. So, you know, and that's what I like about Fleetwood. He always passing on, you know, like good people out here doing good things. And, you know, definitely is always a good look. So, but let's get into this first track of the day. And, well, did you have any announcements today, sir?
Yeah. June 11th, kick off the Summer Sizzle Invasion Tour in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So, any artists interested in being on a tour, just hit up me on Instagram.
All right, that's what's up. All right, now that's our first track of the day. Is our special guest from last week, Real One. This is Really.
Thirty-six Summers. Real One. Woo! Harvey, Louisiana, all the way to California.
Curly, why you so... Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want? Why you want? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want? Why you want? Why you want?
Say you girl gotta go hard, free brother Reem, cousin Uma. Big dog gotta go hard, got 8 kids, 7+1. OG from the hood, cross a nigga wrong, nigga gon' touch something. Lot of ball fighting, I ain't homicide, try to run me, I'ma run something. It's morning time, niggas still hustle, I done pop 3, still a bill bust. I ain't from Kelly, but they still love me, last bitch love me, but they still coming. Up in Chino Hills, that's how we coming, came out the mud, nigga came from nothing. Real one got all type of hustle, if a nigga hatin', tell a motherfucker. Shit slows down, find another hustle, not young thug, but I'm still thuggin'. On 10 toes, gotta stand for something, I was on my ass, stand for me nothing. Real hustle, nigga turnin' under something, yeah. Think I feel the pressure coming through the tunnel. Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want? Why you want? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want? Why you want?
Saving this money, I gotta get paid.
Old school, but I'm young for my age. Last of the rusty, the pain and the rage. Light up the girl like we light in the sage. Gotta stand up for what you believe. Been a heater since a dollar was seed. Killer beef, I ain't talking no vegan. All of my
enemies kicking them. Yeah. Gun in your face, do you know the procedure? Niggas falling like they're having a seizure. Feel like amigo, I'm living illegal. Mouth closed, we don't talk to the people. Free the real till they free all my people. Know some demons that'll touch all your people. Fly guy, bitch, I fly with the eagle. Touch it with the gun, not with the needle. Rest in peace to the Jimmy and Peter. Get my mouth cold, keep my medium freezing. I don't save them, I just fuck them and leave them. Break records like I do every season. Not a stallion, but she fuck every weekend. Niggas rap scenes, think they the weakest. Wanna die, nigga, give me a reason. Life's game, we just take off and leave them. Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want? Why you want me to make a stupid stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid stupid? Why you want? Why you want?
Alrighty, and we are back. I definitely like that joint. And again, shout out to Real One. Definitely out here making moves in this industry, which I like. And this second joint, this is Blacking Out by our special guest for today, Black Fathers Committee. And like I said, I'm definitely looking forward to chatting it up with them. But this is Blacking Out by Black Fathers Committee.
Blacking out, black, red, and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you call for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Put me in an interrogation, I never knew, shit. Blacking out, like red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you call for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Crackers wanna sell me and jail me, ain't nothing new, shit. Shit, to try to prepare for the worst, and in between, picture me rolling in anything but a hurt. Ain't too many real ones left alive. Made me question, is there a reason that these evils even set aside? We got roaches in the Oval Office, need some pesticide. Hit the light switch on them, I bet you'll be electrified. And who's familiar? Who's a player? And who's a dealer? Like who's your creator? Who's your maker?
Who's your killer?
Who's your motherfucking friend? And who's a foe? Let me know if you ain't show. Check that nigga at the door. If it ain't family, then what you bring them round for? Tell my daughter don't bother if you ain't with that nigga down for. That will be your downfall. Got all your cousins and your granny asking what you got that pound for. Please don't question what I'm down for. Cause when you got a body to bury, you need an alibi for your outro alcohol blacking out.
My brother's bang coming with another play. We go far, hit hard like Clubber Lang. I'm in the paint, I don't care what another thing. I'm running plays, gonna main, it's the girl of game.
Blacking out,
Mac is out, yo, what you rapping about? Pack is loud, acting out, calling them
crackers out.
OBSC and TAC. Green light, INC, and we roll deep. Yeah, deeper than the womb of a queen 6 feet. Thick queens greet me from the fit physique. Yeah, magnificent, known to heat the streets. Yeah, exposing hidden colors like Tariq the sheet. Yeah, sweet cuisine. Yeah, I re-up fully. Beat up bullies, eat up rookies. We up fully. If she bad, yo, I eat up cookies. Crackers wanna sell me and kill me. Some dreads started speaking. It's
blacking
really
out,
gone.
Red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you fall for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Put me in an interrogation, I never knew, shit. Blacking out, like red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you fall for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Crackers wanna sell me and tell me ain't nothing new, shit.
Blacking out,
head with no screws, but ain't no tapping out.
Acting out,
if he ain't with us, then we gon'
whack him out.
Roll the dice, hit every point, it ain't no
crabbing out.
Push the line, OBFC, it ain't no backing out. Stand down, bend but one bow, just like an elbow. Sit slip, if I get caught, what I'ma tell for? Yeah bro, we on a mission, it's expedition. Eliminate opposition, better in our position, look. I'm riding for the cause and ain't no changing that. Banging that. If you disagree, I'm rearranging that. I'm young Martin Luther on some gangster shit. No facade, no mirage, it ain't no faking it.
Swap it out, down for the ride, you always copping out. Even though you got little knowledge, know what these cops about. You still be hella reckless, smash through the intersection. Drinking and driving, flexing, clowning and probably texting. What the fuck is you doing? Nigga, you about to ruin this ground up working. If family gon' be hurt, high skate, skate, skirt, get together.
Black lives matter.
But now we mix the crumble with the shatter. C-O-T-A-C. But to grow, you can say whatever about me, but to grow is more influential. I'm talking physical and mental. The instrument's a pencil. Gotta use me for what I'm here for.
Blacking out, like red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you call for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Put me in an interrogation, I never knew, shit. Blacking out, like red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you call for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Crackers wanna sell me and jail me, ain't nothing new, shit.
Blacking out anything anti-blacknificent. Anything that denies original people justice, freedom, and equality. Black excellence. Black empowerment. Black love. Black education. Black wealth. Black freedom. Black equality. Black justice. Blacknificent.
Blacking out, like red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you fall for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Put me in an interrogation, I never knew, shit. Blacking out, like red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you fall for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Crackers wanna sell me and jail me, ain't nothing new, shit.
All right, and we are back. I definitely like that joint. That was Blacking Out by our special guest, Our Black Fathers Committee. But I see we had some callers. Let's get to the first one.
Call us if you know where you're from.
Yo, yo, what's up for NYC? This is Essex Distributor Sean Felder. How y'all doing today? I know it's been a while, but I spoke to you, Keisha. What's going on, peoples?
How are you doing?
What's going on? A lot going on. Let's rest in peace to our fallen soldiers, Shock G, Black Rob, and, of course, the legendary DMX. I was out there last Saturday at Barclays Center. It was emotional, all the people out there, to see the coffin of DMX. It was crazy. If you saw it on social media, there was people all over the world, all races and culture there to pay respects to the legendary DMX. I watched the BET special. I hope you guys watched it, too. It was real nice. And the send-off was lovely. I saw on social media they finally buried him yesterday, private ceremony in Yonkers. Google it. It was a private. And we're going to miss X for his contribution. So I just want to say that he was one of a kind. And also check him out on Drink Champs with Noriega. His last interview he did talking about his years in the industry and in the future what he's supposed to do. I think he dropped a new album, too, with Def Jam. I heard some of the cuts on YouTube, so check that out, a legendary DMX.
Oh, yes, and it definitely has been, say, a couple of weeks, you know, for, you know, just us as a whole with Black Rob and, you know, the guy from Digital Underground.
Shock G.
It is just truly just, you know, just heartbreaking, you know, with everything. I haven't even really been able to watch the, like, the whole funeral for DMX. I've not been in a head space where I can just literally, like, sit down and watch it. I've seen clips, you know, of his daughter and her, like, little freestyle that had me in my feelings crying. So I just have not been able to, like really just watch it, you know. But eventually I will.
Well, I tell you what, Keisha, if you want, the brothers from the Final Call, Nation of Islam, gave us free newspapers. They did a nice tribute to DMX. I'll send you the paper of it. It was a nice article. From the Final Call, they did an honor of DMX. Met Minister Farrakhan years ago before his passing, and the minister did a nice speech on Sunday BET. you can check it on YouTube, his perspective of DMX and what we should do as a black nation. So hats off to Minister Farrakhan. And I'm going to get off. I know you got some other callers. Check me out. Yesterday I was on a show on DTF Radio with Vero G. I think she's going to put that interview on YouTube. I did an interview with Vero G from Brooklyn, DTF Radio, talking about my 10 years of SX energy drinks and in the future. There's rumors that I may or may have New York City reopen July 1st. Everybody's taking the vaccination, so we're trying to get things back in order July 1st. So we'll see what happens with that. But, again, check me out on DTF Radio, Vero G. Sean Feller, Essex Drinks. I rocked the Essex shirt yesterday. There were some pictures posted on social media. I put up that X sign, so check it out. It's on social media.
Yeah, okay. Well, definitely, Sean. You know, thanks for calling in and always supporting like you do. And, you know, you be safe out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No doubt. Look out for that newspaper, the final call, DMX.
Yes, I'll definitely be looking out for it. Because I saw some of what he was saying about DMX in his video.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Powerful words. Shout out to the minister.
Yes, it was. Very powerful.
Okay, you guys take care, man. Rest in peace to all the fallen hip-hop icons.
Yeah. You too. Thanks again.
Goodbye.
All right. Let's get to another one. Another caller.
Hi, this is Jessica Wise. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Yourself? How have you been doing?
I've been doing good. It's always bubbles and rubbles in the road. You know what I mean? Bumps out here,
yes, I do.
I'm surviving. You know, it's when you know so much knowledge, you get problems with the government. So it's a lot of things that go on that I have to, things I have to go in and out of in order to, you know, to stay on a straight path. But it's just the same. Just yesterday, my whole entire Facebook account was hacked, and they actually wiped my whole Facebook account off. It's no longer there, and they will not allow me to get back into it. They said they took it down for security reasons. So that's one of my platforms they took down that I had about over 8,000 followers on for things. And I started advertising my business, which is the Fat Kid Edibles, where we make infused food with cannabis high quality. And we're actually the co-owner actually has contracts now. We actually have contracts now that goes out to restaurants and things like that. We do the food all the way down to drinks, all the way down to the gravy. Macaroni and cheese, you know, red velvet cake, whatever. The order is. So what we're doing this summer, we're doing pop-up shops all over the United States. So we're going to be doing them in a city near you. The main ones we probably be at, you know, you have to be careful with the laws and things like that, because a lot of states, it's legal medically, but the ones that's recreational, like on the West Coast, Colorado, California, and Oregon, places like that, Vegas, on the West Coast, that we can definitely be much out in the open with as far as with the edibles. It's a lot of states that does let you indulge in it with the medical, but it's just a lot of things we have to go around. But like I said, we'll be traveling soon, and actually I'm going to be making an Instagram page called Fat Kids Edibles 2021. I'm going to make that, and I've got my marketing team making that. And also my Instagram is Chocolate Session on Instagram. So I'm going to be pumping a lot of good news, a lot of good things that's going on. I'm still waiting on to try to get my slot for Back Out Radio. It's going to be called the Chocolate Session Show. So we'll be talking about financial literacy in the black community, building wealth, generational wealth, the racial impact, what we have going on now, civil rights, our rights, and how I want to put out information to people having problems, how they can, you know, resolve them as far as racial inequality, because I've gone through so much of that in my 42 years of my life. I'm still dealing with it on a day-to-day basis. I'm a veteran of the U.S. Army. I served the country. I've been overseas. I've been to war, and I still have problems with the government to this day. I know I even have a person that I've been in the military with that got life in prison for defending himself from being robbed, and they gave him life in prison.
because you know what the two colors was. The people that robbed him was white boys, and he was black. So he went to prison for life for shooting one of them, for robbing him. So this is the type of things that we deal with, we're dealing with. And also, I've been diagnosed with PTSD, and it's a lot of us, and they just start now acknowledging African-American women as being able to have PTSD in the military. So they wouldn't acknowledge us. And you know they acknowledge the other race. They acknowledge them having PTSD from when the war, when the Jessica Lynch got, you know, that happened with her, but they ignored the black woman that got, you know, taken by the enemy. And she had four kids. So it's all about the color. So they didn't acknowledge us black women as having that such. So they just now started acknowledging it and giving black women disability for it. So that's something that I'm fighting for, to get my disability from the military. And I've been out for almost 20 years. So it's been a long road. So I'm trying to establish myself now to keeping everything like with our business, because as of right now, it's hard for us to work under certain companies, white men, when you know so much knowledge. Because it's a lot going on. You know what I mean? But yeah. I thank you so much for having me on your show. I enjoyed doing it, plugging out. I can't wait to it, but I have your Facebook page. I'm going to be connected, like I said, on Instagram, and it's under, my Instagram is Chocolate Sessions. That's exactly how it sounds. I spelled how it sounds, chocolate, then the word session, on my Instagram. Hopefully that don't get hacked, because, you know, that's the social media is the world. And I have other platforms, but I'm also making my own YouTube page. I have my own YouTube page with my travels and my journeys. That's going to be on there. It's called Chocolate Session as well. And also, we'll have a YouTube page with Fat Kids Edibles for that, to show our tours and our pop-up shops and everything that we got going on. So I just wanted to call in. I appreciate y'all for letting me call in and, you know what I'm saying, put good stuff out there. Because in spite of everything that we're going through, I just remain positive and, you know, and just try to, you know, give out love and unity and peace. That's what I'm all about.
Yeah, that's basically all any of us could do. We definitely appreciate you for calling in, and you be safe out there.
All right, honey. You'll have a good day.
You do the same.
Yeah. You too. Thanks.
All right. Let's get to the next one.
7-3-4. First man standing, time to get up. Once your line's broken, then too much you lost luck begging, pretending. Which way you headed? Too fucked up, far beyond and back. Off a double stack, two or three and a dank sack. A spinal attack to get you relaxed, like a brain cell crash, like a car in the dark. Lost on a down road, pay attention, take it slow. Cause who'd have ever even known me accompanied by drugs would get your stereo blown, twisted, mangled, controlling strings that I dangled. How to handle my feelings are all tangled. Should I go straight up this 90 degree angle? Here's my emotions written on this fucking table, the contents wondering.
Yeah, hello.
No.
Hello.
Alrighty. Yeah, LeVar told me to cut him.
That's how I figured, but it's fine.
I appreciate it.
All right, let's get to the next one, because our special guest will be calling in very shortly.
All right, we got 415-422, you're live.
State your name, where you from? Hello, state your name, where you from?
415-422, you're live. All right, let's try it. 996.
Hello, state your name, where you from?
90. 1-647. Okay, let's try another one. We got 803-991. 803-991.
A lot of callers. If y'all are calling in the queue, hit 1 so you'll talk to us. Or unmute your phone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know
okay,
what? I will go to another track and then we kind of screen them out. Let's go to Blacknificent by our special guest.
I'm a little lit. I'm a little tipsy. I'm a little Pac. I'm a little Nipsey. But.
We Blacknificent, the movement we pushing is magnificent. Touching people's soul with black giftedness. We Blacknificent. We Blacknificent. Yeah. We Blacknificent, we so pro-black, we no hypocrite. Everything we talk about, we living it. We Blacknificent. We Blacknificent. I'm speaking for the hood like I'm the inspiration. You see my progress, use it as motivation. Let me grab the wheel and steer the next generation. Lead them to success and bless them with their soul for renovation. Look, I'm so pro-black, know that. Been a conscious mind and influencer way before rap. You don't gotta question the second guess where my soul at. I'm Blacknificent, baby, they can't control that.
Break them off with this black gold, ultra melanin. Take a look at my complexion, that's heaven sent. I see you really got me bent, think I give a cent. Now I was living in the moment, black and relevant. Recognize what you value.
Wake them up.
If I can't save souls, then
wake them up.
They really out here sleepwalking.
Wake them up.
We doing way more than talking, gotta
wake them up.
We Blacknificent, the movement we pushing is magnificent. Touching people's soul with black giftedness. We Blacknificent.
We Blacknificent.
Yeah. We Blacknificent, we so pro-black, we no hypocrite. Everything we talk about, we living it. We Blacknificent. We Blacknificent.
This industry foul and ass back. Town hall, homie, I style these math max. Word of my child, head with the crown, I grab at it. Last of a dying breed, I bleed these black habits. A black savage, they want me to be in black casket. For I promote black unity within black families. Ain't no half-stepping in my syndicate. These suckers always wanna shine that light on my path to
Blacknificent.
Let me make it clear, we up in here, we never scared. We done faced the fears, not scared of death. We came near, that's Blacknificent. Stack different chips, rap different shit. Black flipping biz, stack with the max, we killing it. Attack with the max, real rap spitting hits. I used to flip packs, but now I'm on that business tip. I done seen the greatness, that's within my scope. Built with health, economics, so now we building wealth.
We Blacknificent, the movement we pushing is magnificent. Touching people's soul with black giftedness. We Blacknificent.
We Blacknificent.
We Blacknificent, we so pro-black, we no hypocrite. Everything we talk about, we living it. We Blacknificent. We Blacknificent.
We Blacknificent. It's more than magnificent. Melanated. This the new way. Never the mind of a slave. Never ignorant getting goals accomplished. If you Blacknificent, then you can feel it in your soul, your spirituality. What makes you ashamed of being black? Blacknificent. Don't never let them categorize you, black man. Don't never let them put you in a box. There's no limit of what you can do. Outdo yourself. Be your own competition. Don't stop at nothing. Don't make no excuses.
We Blacknificent. The movement we pushing is magnificent. Touching people's soul with black giftedness. We Blacknificent.
We Blacknificent.
We Blacknificent, we so pro-black, we no hypocrite. Everything we talk about, we living it. We Blacknificent. We Blacknificent.
All right, and we are black. I definitely was rocking because I like that joint. That was Blacknificent by our special guest. Our Black Fathers Committee, and you definitely can welcome two of the members on right now.
Yeah, checking in right now is Brother Bilal, our Black Fathers Committee. Phoenix, we coming out of Phoenix, Arizona, the worldwide, it's a global situation. Appreciate y'all for having us.
Appreciate y'all.
You have a
and yeah, this is
no, go ahead.
This is Brother Eric Crondo, our Black Fathers Committee, and just thankful to be here. We appreciate the opportunity, and we've been listening in. Sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, well, thank you. We greatly appreciate you guys for getting on and doing this with us. You know, whenever Fleetwood sends us people our way, I definitely know that they're going to be, you know, like good people. So definitely shout out to Fleetwood because he's always passing along, you know, like good people. You know, and we've just been sitting here, you know, like jamming to the music. And, you know, like first off, I just wanted to when you first sent me you guys, I just thought you were, you know, like a hip-hop group, but I see, like, no, you're a lot more than that. You know, like, how did Black Fathers Committee, like, come about?
It came about through, well, me and Crondo, who's on the line right now, we're not only are we family, we're blood cousins, but also we had a music group that we did. We did music with previous to that. So, you know, and it also went with the type of lifestyle that we was living. So, you know, as we grew and our conscience raised, we kind of switched lanes a little bit and we started doing a little bit more positive things in the community. One of those things is we had a father support group. And at the end of that, the father support group, we realized, like, all of us brothers pretty much do music. Let's just do, like, a track as a grand finale, as a, you know, congratulations. Let's see what we come up with. So we end up dropping the track. The track is called Plant Seeds. We dropped the track, did the video, put it out online, got a real big response from it. And we was like, man, we might as well run with this, you know. The organization has always been our Black Fathers Committee, so we didn't really have a name. We just ran with that. And our idea was we're going to continue to push this this Black Fathers movement, but we're going to reach them through the music as well. We're going to put out some conscious music and show that it can be done on both levels, you know what I mean? So that's pretty much where we at now. It started from a father support group, though. So.
And I definitely, like, love that, you know, about you guys because, well, like, I didn't grow up with my biological father, like, in my household. And, you know, in our community, it's always kind of been that, you know, stigma that fathers don't, you know, stick around or they're not there for their kids. And I like that, you know, like, now a lot of people are trying to, you know, do different things in music and like, entertainment to show that, you know, Black fathers are involved in their children's lives. They're not just, you know, like absent fathers. You know, and you're also, you know, reaching out to younger guys and, you know, trying to help them with, you know, like their development and things that, you know, like they need. And I think, like, people respond to it a lot, you know. I think now, you know, with everything that's going on, I think it's just really time and people, you know, are responding, you know, differently to, you know, like what you guys are putting out and like your message.
Definitely. I agree. We're living in a beautiful time right now with everything going on. I'm still grateful to be living in this time right now that we living in. And I have seen a lot of improvement, like, because like you and like a lot of us, we didn't really have that Black Father Foundation in our households. So we definitely want to change that narrative, change the conversation, and then put there was a big nice demographic of black fathers that wasn't getting any love as well. So we want to try to, you know, put them on Front Street and show them a lot more as well, instead of a lot of the negative images that are portrayed when it comes to black men in general.
Exactly, you know. Like I had my stepdad, and you know, he never made me feel any different. I was his daughter, and you know, for a long time I was the only girl. But I guess because I didn't look like him and my brother, you know, who are by my mother, I just, in a way, I still felt different, you know. But he didn't. He was the right man, because he didn't. Me and him did all of the daddy and daughter dances, like we did all of that. But, you know, in the inside, I just always kind of, you know, felt a little different because I didn't look like him, you know. But, you know, that's my own issue, so let me stop.
Well, yeah, thank you.
You know, let me stop talking about him, you know. But
he's a little venting there, aren't you?
Yeah, any father can be a father figure, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm sure you would have liked to have your biological, but at least you had another brother that stepped up and did what he had to do as well. So, you know, salute to him for that. I'm a father and a stepfather as well, so.
Yeah, I know how it is. I'm a father as well.
You know, definitely. I appreciated him, and you know, he has since passed, and I miss him. You know, like every day. There's always something I wanna that you know goes on in my life, and I wanna be able to call my dad about it. You know. You know, but for you guys, was it because you guys were, you know, like already doing music? Was the transition, you know, like easy to just add music? You know, to incorporate music and what you were doing with, you know, like the committee anyway.
Well, I think it was a little bit difficult because I had a lot of, I mean, me and Bilal, we had already stopped doing music, you know,
okay.
Especially once we was doing like the regular type of music. And then, you know, as you get more woke and as you educate yourself more, you can't talk about the same stuff, you know what I'm saying? So once we started doing the works in the community and started, you know, with the fathers group that we had, and then, you know, everybody kind of dibbled and dabbled in music. So once we did that, it kind of lit the spark, because we got a huge, you know what I mean, feedback from it. You know, it lightweight went viral. So once we did that and we seen that we can still do music and change the content, but now we're doing it with a different angle, with a different end game and a different approach. So it kind of makes it more fun again, as opposed to, you know, let's do this music to try to blow up. Nah, we're trying to do this music and educate. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah. And I definitely think that's needed right now. You know, because I don't even really listen to mainstream, like, radio anymore. It's just not. It's a lot of the same, you know. And back in the day, you had, you know, you had your gangsta rap, but you also had, you know, like Common and Talib Kweli and just people who were just doing, like, different things, you know. And right now, it just kind of all, you know, sounds the same. So it does not get my money at all, you know. So I really just think, you know, like, what you guys are doing is truly just a breath of fresh air, because it's just needed, you know. Like, we need something, you know. I like when music can be fun and we can celebrate each other, and, you know, the message behind it is a positive message. You know, you don't got to turn it off if the kids come in the room, and you know, I really just think it's something, you know, like, we collectively need just for the soul.
Agreed.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, corny or we still bring the same energy and some of that same passion to the studio and to the microphone. And we're just talking about different things and putting it in, putting it together in a different way. But usually when you think of, you know, conscious music, a lot of times people don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? So we're trying to find a way, or what we've done is we found a way, and we're trying to, you know, master it to the point where we're still putting out hot content, but we still feeding them a message. It, they don't even realize that they're getting that message through, you know, through just through the music. So we still want to be able to draw them in because it's good music, but there's actually a message in it as well.
And I think that's definitely the, you know, like an important part, you know, that it's a message behind what you guys, you know, are just putting out there and really what you're saying. And I said, it's definitely needed, and I'm glad that people are truly just receiving it. That's always the good thing.
I appreciate that.
But,
yeah, I appreciate
that. You're welcome. Yeah. All right, but let me ask you guys this. All right, if you could collaborate with anybody, like dead or alive, who would your top three be?
Top three? I would say, of course, Tupac. I would say Bob Marley. And then I would say Nipsey.
Okay. I like that.
Mm. I like that too. I'm going to have to go with Pac, Pimp C.
I knew you was going to say that.
And I'm going to go with Dead or Alive, huh? I'm gonna go with Wayne. He's hella weird now, but you know I'm gonna use the old Wayne as my when we go in the lab. Yeah, keep that old Wayne in the lab with you.
Yeah. Okay. I can definitely dig that. Those are some hot tracks that I'm definitely buying.
For sure, that would be dope though.
Yeah. Right. Yes, it definitely would be. Yeah. As far as the, you know, like the Black Fathers Coalition, I see that you guys were doing, you know, like workshops and, you know, like mentoring programs. How has that been received in Arizona where you guys are?
It's actually been received pretty well because Arizona's got a small It's just a small group of us out here, so we don't really have those type of organizations. We don't got too many brothers that's willing to sacrifice their time to give back to these young men. So it's actually been received real well, of course, especially by the mothers. But we also have fathers that come as well, and that's also like, that's satisfying and motivating to us to let us know we know we're doing something. When you have another black man come bring you his son, and that's like now we don't, he realized we all on the same team, and that's why we work with the fathers and the young men, because it's like each one teach one. We all working together. So when we have those men bring their sons, it's more motivation, like I said, to keep going. It's received pretty well here. What I would like to do is what we're planning to do is just open different chapters in different cities using the same steps that we use the 12-week program. And we just started a new program, actually, that's 10 weeks, that's designed a little different. But our program that we've been using for like the last 5-6 years is a 12-week program, like I said, and we're interested in putting it in different cities as well. So anybody that wants to, or that's interested in this, wants to have a separate conversation about it, you can definitely reach out to us. Go straight to our website, which is www.obfconline.com. That's obfconline.com. And there's contact information there. Just shoot us a quick email and let's build on this. Because, man, the time is of the essence as well. Let's get to it. These youngsters, they need us. These young black men, they need us.
Yeah, well, that was actually one of my next question, because I could see like this being something, you know, like in every city, you know, every state. But you basically answered that one. But I think that's definitely great. You know, like we're here in Baltimore, and I know we had, you know, like a young fathers program, and you know they would you know, it was a lawyer who was involved, you know, like with that, and they would try to help, you know, like dads if it was like custody issues and, you know, like all kinds of that stuff. Well, I know they more than likely they do.
Well, I know there's an organization out there by this brother. I think it's called like Dads United or Dads or something like that. Y'all ever heard of that?
No, I think
I haven't heard of that one.
I had one in middle school a long time ago when I was in middle school. It's like Fathers Achievers and stuff like that. People Achievers. So they basically help us mentor as a single parent or, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know if he still does it, though. He did it in middle school with Kappa Alpha Fraternity and Omega Psi Phi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is a young brother that started an organization as well, and I always see him doing positive things. I'm not sure how it's designed out there. Maybe he may be on the way other side of town, but I know he's in Baltimore. His name is Michael Cornish, Dads United Organization. It's a good positive brother. So if y'all could link up, that'd be great.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I wrote it down while you was talking, because I'm definitely going to like look him up when we're finished the show, because was one of my motivations for liking wanting to do the show. You know, so many times, coming from Baltimore, when you leave Baltimore and you say like, you know, I went to college out of the city, on the Eastern Shore, and when you tell people like, oh, you're from Baltimore, their main thing is, oh, it's so violent there. And it's like, yes, we have the violence and different things. Look, it can be violent in any city, you know, but we have a lot of love here as well. You know, it's a lot of positive things that, you know, like goes on. But if all you see on the news, you know, is this, five people got shot and, you know, this person got shot. And, like, of course, like some people will think, oh, well, that's all they got going on there, when in reality it's not, you know, so... That's what I've always tried to do with this show is, you know, to highlight people in the communities just doing good work.
There's one other thing I want to shout out that is going down in Baltimore. It's the Race First Rally. Have y'all heard about that?
No.
This is a Pan-African organization rally. So it's going to be all of us, children invited as well. Brother by the name of Baba Imhotep is putting it together. It's called Race First. It's going to be August 28th, 2021. I'm going to try to make it out there if I can. If not, y'all also all try to link up as well. He's doing a lot of positive things also.
Okay. Well, thank you. Look at that. You're telling me some stuff I don't even know about my own city. Like, shoot, I've been working too hard. I gotta get connected.
You still doing things. That just goes to show that you're moving, though, because you still got your own network. You're moving, and there's certain things in your own city that you're not necessarily tapped in with, but that doesn't mean that you're not moving and got your whole other network. So once they all connect, boom, we in the game. We all need to continue to share the same way Fleetwood is. That's how I work, you know what I mean? Just like that, sharing that good, positive energy when you find the right people.
Exactly. That's definitely important. It definitely is important, and that's the thing, you know, that we have to, you know, continue doing, like just supporting each other, because if we don't support us, you can't look to another race of people, another group of people, you know, to support like what you got going on if we're not, you know, like out there supporting ourselves and each other.
I don't mean to cut us off. We got a caller.
Oh, okay. We can get to another caller right quick.
209-915. Hello, state your name, where you from?
Gotcha. 209-915, you're live.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Mary. You already know what's going on.
What's going on, Mayor Rich? Do you have any questions for our special guest? Who you talk about it?
Pardon? My little brother was talking.
I said you have a question for our special guest before you start promoting yourself.
You have any advice to give me for, like, for me to get better at rapping?
Yes, sir. The number one, this is the best advice that you're going to get, is read as much as you can. If you want to be a good rapper, you have to read.
Yeah, I hear you. Cause you want a big vocabulary, right?
Yes, absolutely. Not only that, you want to be able to paint stories and put those words together in different ways as well.
Right.
Read as much as you can, and after that, it'll come to you if it's meant to be.
Yeah.
What else you like to do, though? What else you like to do, though, besides that?
Well, I like to play my PlayStation and also play basketball.
Okay.
Just like regular.
What else? What else?
That's do my schoolwork also. That's the most important thing.
Okay. You're right. You sound like you got a good head on your shoulders. Keep that up.
Thank you. Also, all the people that's listening, y'all go check out my new song called Rain. It's popping. I forgot how many views I have, but y'all go run that up. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on all platforms under Mirich, MeirRich, and search me up on all the musical platforms under the same thing, but the same way. And thank you.
Appreciate you,
Well, that is good, Mayor Rich. You keep up the good work and be safe out there.
Okay, you too.
No problem. Yeah,
thank you.
Right.
He is. He's definitely a good kid. He has his little music and he has his little T-shirts and stuff he be pushing. I just love it. I really do. It definitely brings a smile to my face. And, you know, just seeing the next, you know, generation just coming up and just trying to, you know, like, just staying on the positive track and just getting into different things, and I just love it.
I do, too. I get excited when I hear find one that got a good attitude and willingness to learn. I'll be like, woo! That's all we need is just a little sign like that. And when we see that, we know to go to work. We'll go to work. It should be our personal responsibility and personal duty that we know as black men, as black African men, you got the game, you got to pass it back down. Pass it back down.
Definitely, you know. And I think it is definitely important for us to do it. You know, you have to pay it forward, and I think we gotta celebrate the kids. Sometimes, you know, we're so hard on them, and we want to tell them what they're not doing. You know, that we gotta celebrate them when they are doing things right.
Yep.
You know, that is definitely you know, that's definitely important. Yeah. So, you know, before we let you guys go, do you have any shout-outs? Do you have, like, any – I know with the, you know, the whole COVID thing, everything is kind of, you know, just now opening back up. you know, as far as the, like, mentoring side of the organization.
The website is for everything. Everything is on the website, the social media, everything, and that's obfconline.com. Again, that's obfconline.com. That's the new website that we got. We got the music on there that you can purchase. We have, you know, merchandise as well, you know what I mean, the shirts and things of that nature. And we also have, you know, our information on more insight on what we do. We have a father support group that we do every Tuesday. And the number for that, I believe, is, what is it, Bilal?
844. It's 844-6. So what you'll need to do if you want to join that father support group every Tuesday on Zoom is text OBFC to 844-675-7515. Yeah. 844-675-7515.
Can you tell me the last four digits again?
7515.
Okay. I'm gonna definitely stick that on my Facebook page, you know, as well as your website, so people can know, you know, like where to find you guys, and you know, just know all of the things you guys got going on, because I definitely appreciate, you know, like what you guys are doing, and I'm just really enjoying it, and I just can't wait to see, you know, you guys just spread out and just really just take over, for real.
We appreciate it. We will be in Atlanta May 29th shooting a video with Fleetwood. It's called A Soldier. So if you're going to be in Atlanta, tap in with us. Shout out to our other brothers that weren't able to be on the interview with us today. Brother Kadir, Sky Harbor, LO, man, and shout out to everybody that's been rocking with us over the years, and even all the new people. We appreciate it. Again, like Krondo just said, the best way to keep in contact with us is going to be the website, because it's a one-stop shop for everything else. It's obfconline.com.
Shout out to y'all, too,
for having
us. We appreciate
you.
No problem.
You are welcome. We definitely appreciate, you know, like, everything that you're doing. And I'm just excited. First, you got good music. So let's get to Plant Seeds, and then we'll come back and close out the show.
Yeah.
Put that on me, I make sure they gotta eat. On the job, on the streets, for my feet. Young kings, young queens, RBG, red, black, and the green. Plant seeds, now that's what I call my team. Family over everything, I ain't never out of reach for my feet. And that's how we gotta be, real ones follow me. Each one, plant seeds.
Microphone checking my status since I've been crowned father. I grind harder, a wife and two daughters. A righteous black god in that red, black, and green. That's balance for the beam, huh? Family over everything. I'm dropping seeds every chance I get, and then I watch them all grow. No magic tricks. Sankofa, you know, bruh, gotta put that on your platter. Don't care about what they say, we say black fathers matter.
When it comes to my seeds, gotta keep that real energy. Literally. Every single day create memory. Figuratively, I orchestrate moves like a symphony. Vividly, I think with these thoughts like epiphany. Literally, can change the game and make history officially. My daughter never see me in a penitentiary, that shit to me. Cause all we got is us, all we got is trust. Every day I gotta rush, I don't believe in love. Man, I put that on me, I make sure they gotta eat. On the job, on the streets, for my feet. Young kings, young queens, RBG, red, black, and the green. Plant seeds, now that's what I call my team. Family over everything, I ain't never out of reach for my feet. And that's how we gotta be, real ones follow me. Each one, plant
seeds. I'm in the cut like a back streak.
I let my son ride shotgun while these other suckers take the back seat, and that's the only one that could pass me. Something heavy in my diaper bag, homie, you can match me. Riding down the avenues with the seat back, who that? Diamondback, proud to be black, that's your daddy. Sitting clean in the rag seat, going hard for my committee, and La Familia's mad deep.
Black fathers, look, yeah. Look, I'm from a spot where blacks get rejected. Selling dope and gangbanging, get you well respected. Been a felon, get you well neglected. Where the black fatherhood challenge was accepted. To show the youth a better route, teach them right from wrong and what the benefits of life about. Don't get caught up in the streets, you can make it out. Put that on my soul, I'ma show my kids a safer route.
Man, I put that on me, I make sure they gotta eat. On the job, on the streets, for my seed. Young kings, young queens, RBG, red, black, and the green, plant seed. Now that's what I call my team, family over everything. I ain't never out of reach for my seed. And that's how we gotta be, real ones, follow me. Each one, plant seed.
Today I will conclude our talk on Father and his role. His role is so mighty as the head of his household. His role is so mighty in helping to build a nation that really we could talk all year on Father and never give him enough. But time will not permit us to do that.